This episode of the GQDN broadcast is brought to you by Audible and all of our patrons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we talk about Epic and Logo teaming up, Cyberpunk 2077, Little Chinatown Detective Agency, and Activision Blizzard stuff, which is where we start today. According to Engadget.com, Activision Blizzard gives the QA testers full-time jobs and a higher base pay. What they said in a statement says, quote, "Across Activision Blizzard, we are bringing more content to players across our franchises than ever before. As a result, we are refining how our teams work together to develop our games and deliver the best possible experiences for our players. We have ambitious plans for the future, and our quality assurance team members are a critical part of our development efforts. Therefore, today we announce the conversion of all US-based temporary and contingent QA team members at Activision, Publishing, and Blizzard, nearly 1,100 people in total, to permanent full-time employees starting July 1st. Additionally, we are increasing the minimum hourly rate for these team members to $20 an hour, effective or more effective April 17th. These employees also will be eligible to participate in a company bonus plan and will have access to full company benefits. This change follows a process that begins last year's across AP and Blizzard of converting temporary and contingent employee, including 500 at AP's studios, to permanent full-time employees." So for now, that's a congratulations to all that are involved. I got a bad feeling about this. I will explain that maybe in the weekly show. We shall see. Now, this coming to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net, and the Activision Xbox deal did not get as much buzz as what did the PlayStation Bungie deal. But a part of this was because of where Activision did a YouGov survey, and they polled 1,200 US and 1,200 British adults in January, with about a 2.8% margin of error to the sample size. Now, only 29% of PlayStation gamers in the UK said that they would consider subscribing to Game Pass for Activision games. Only 29%. And they were also saying, too, that the Call of Duty alone would only get 19% of the US and 11% of the UK support right now. You can read all about it at PlayStationLifestyle.net. Part of that may be the reason of Overwatch. IGN reports that Zarya's skins are now changed, and that is mainly because of everything that's happening over in Russia. So basically what they did was they took all of the colors out. They gave her more Ukraine colors, and they took out a lot of the Russian colors. Tell me what you think about that move at Joe Brums on Twitter, if you care to. Now, this according to MajorNelson.com, all about Xbox. The China Downtown Detective Agency is available for PC and all Xbox models. So if you're into doing a little detective stuff, a little bit of a FPS, along with the solving cases and all that stuff, you can go check that out on your PC and on Xbox Live. So it is available now. Off to Nintendo, and this coming to us from NintendoEverything.com, Mario Golf has joined Nintendo Switch. And this will come next week, actually, which is kind of a duh thing. but you can begin playing in 8 days. That's April 15th. Even they had a statement, which I will go over here. Tee off with Mario and friends as they put a new spin on golf. Choose from 14 different characters, each with their own power and swing styles. You can even taunt opponents to break their concentration. Mario Golf is packed with features including 10 different modes, such as tournament, speed golf, and even mini golf, and 6 different courses to play through by earning experience points to progress. With easy-to-learn gameplay and a 4-player competitive mode, anyone can get into the swing of Mario Golf. So go enjoy some Mario Golf on your Nintendo Switch. Cyberpunk 2077 has dropped to $5. This comes to us from a Destructoid.com, and really the game has been out long enough to put on a greatest hits type of theme, because anything that goes greatest hits means the sales have gone down and everything now goes on sale. So, and it's both for PlayStation and Xbox. It's only in the physical versions right now, not on the digital versions as far as I understand it. But we will see when that sale comes out on digital. We end today with maybe a bit of good news, and that is LEGO is teaming up with Epic Games to make a kid-friendly metaverse. Now there's a couple of bullet points here. The pair has pledged to, quote, protect children's rights to play by making safety and well-being a priority, safeguard children's privacy by putting their best interests first, and empower children and adults with tools that give them control over their digital experience. This is all good stuff. You can go read that up at Engadget.com. Another good stuff? Well, go check out DonForge.com for that, because this is a DonForge production. 2022, all rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow with more gaming news. It is finally Friday tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye for now.